Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
And we have in the studio former Mayor and Councillor Sarah Hackman, a candidate for Douglas Central, 50 years old. She's mum to two boys from Bristol originally. She's run two businesses. What area? Oh, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, so what businesses? What area were they in?
Domestic and craft.
You describe yourself as a committed environmentalist. Is environment number one on your list?
It's one of the top of my agenda.
Yes. What about Douglas then? Because obviously you've been a councillor. Douglas is not looking great. I think shabby was the word during the TT that was bandied about quite a bit. Is Douglas failing the island?
It certainly is at the moment. We're trying to attract people in, but the actual vista of Douglas is shabby, and we need to get on and sort it out. And the main thing that we need to sort out is the promenade.
I can't help noticing that the council offices continually seem to be being done up, tarted up, refurbished, etc., while Douglas looks sadder and sadder. Is this not the going the wrong way? Shouldn't Douglas have the emphasis?
Well, not particularly, because the whole thing about these big projects that we do is we don't actually maintain them. So if you go back to the quay, and we spent a lot of money on the quay, but we've never really maintained it. So to maintain a building...
That's bad management, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
So the council are guilty of bad management?
No, I'm not saying the council. I'm saying we as an island and the government. It was the government and them that did the quay. So
In this case, it's the government that's guilty.
Well, I'm trying to say that when we do a project, we have to maintain it. And I think the council are doing pretty well by maintaining a building that is very old and needs that certain amount of maintenance.
You work in finance.
I do.
How helpful will that be to you?
Reasonably helpful, because obviously you have to meet budgets and set budgets. So to be able to come from that industry, then yes, I think that's going to be.
Then you
very
can
helpful.
Come in, presumably, being able to read agendas, being able to read balance sheets.
Exactly.
That sort of thinking. The promenade, should we spend £20 million on the promenade?
I think £20 million is probably far too much, but we do need to look at the infrastructure actually inside the prom, because until we start taking it apart, then we don't really know what.
I think 20 million is what would it cost to put it back properly. So you're saying a less of a degree putting it right.
Yes.
Skimming along the surface, that sort of thing.
I think it's going to take a little bit more than skimming, because there's a lot of voids out there underneath the surface. So the 20 million, that was a couple of years ago. So we need to look at what really, really we need to do and take out all the fancy bits. But get it sorted.
Horse trams, fancy bits.
They're a part of our heritage.
So we need to keep them?
I do believe that we
all
should.
All the way along?
Yes, because we need the joined up heritage structure, don't we?
We seem to have quite a few women now standing. Why do you think up to now we've had such a paucity of women coming forward?
I think it takes a brave person to put yourself out there, and up to now, we've really let the men just get on with it. But I think now's the time that we have different issues. And so
the men are going to get their comeuppance now, aren't
exactly,
they?
Exactly, yes.
Sarah Hackman, thank you very much. Standing in Douglas Central, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.